So I'm happy to see the Yoelim again after a hafsuk of a few weeks. And I was afraid to a certain extent that the people might forget about this shiur. We were away for a few weeks, so I'm happy to see the entire Yoelim here again. And Baruch Hashem. First of all, this shiur is dedicated to Refuah Shalema Le'isha Chashuva Etel Bas Sora, the Welcher family from Johannesburg. And she should have Arichas Yom HaVishonim and have many wonderful years to come with her very special family, children and grandchildren. And we should all hear Besoides Toivis. So this is the last year we have before Tisha B'Av. And once again, to my dismay, we probably won't be seeing each other for a few weeks because after Tisha B'Av I am going to Europe as I do every year to be Marbet Torah. So the coming Shia will be Rosh Chodesh Elul B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Very special day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that is the day we will be once again learning together. So this week, Tisha B'Av is a Tisha B'Av Nidche. Different than many other years. And the topic we will be discussing today is Tisha B'Av Nidche. So a Masechet Tanis of Chof Tesa Medalef, similar to Yerushalmi Masechet Megillah of Hayomid Beis. We learn the story of Tisha B'Av. B'Shevi'i Nechnasu Nochrem Leheichel V'Achlu V'Kilkelu Shvi'i V'Shmini. Shevo B'Av, the Goyim, the Reshuim, actually entered the Heichel and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. Eating, drinking, messing around. And they put the Beis HaMikdash to torch Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be there at that terrible time, I would argue and suggest that the day of fasting and mourning should be Ba'asorah B'Av. Shebo Nisraf Ruboy Shalaychal. Verabonon, however, the opinion of the Rabbonon was Atchuli di Parinusi. That was the beginning of the tragedy. It was on Tisha B'Av that the bias was actually put a torch and the flames engulfed the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Tisha B'Av was the fatal day, and Tisha B'Av is the day of mourning, Gledoiris Oilom. So Rabbi Yochanan felt differently. He felt that Asor HaB'Av should have been the day, but his opinion was not accepted. And Nevi'i Yisrael, many years earlier, at the times of the Chorban, dictated that Tisha B'Av is the day. So on Megillah Daf Hei, we find an additional sugya which is somewhat similar, at least some of the themes. And Rabbi Elazar ben Abchanina says, Bikish Rabbi Lakor Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Elazar ben Chanina says Rebbe actually wanted to uproot Lakor Tisha B'Av and to abolish Tisha B'Av to be Mevatel this day. And Rabbi Bazavda says, no, you got it wrong. That's impossible. He didn't want to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. It was Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. And Rebbe felt that Kivin Shenitche Nitche, you don't need to substitute another day. If you can't have Tisha B'Av, then we don't have Tisha B'Av. And the Chachamim overrided even that, and no. Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos. We fast on Asura B'Av. So in Bavli, these are two different sugyas. The story of Tisha B'Av, of 7, 8, 9, and 10, is told in Tanis Daf Chof Tes. Tanis Daf Chof Tes, we find Rabbi Yochanan saying, if I would have been there, I would suggest that Asura B'Av should be the day of fasting and not Tisha B'Av. And then we find the other sugya in Megillah Daf Hei, when Rabbi Elazar ben Abchanina says Bikish Rabbi Lakor Tisha B'Av, and Rabbi Bezavda makes the correction, wasn't Tisha B'Av, it was Tisha B'Av Shechali Yis B'Shabbos. In Yerushalmi, both these sugyas come together in Megillah Daf Hei. And in Yerushalmi, it is Rabbi Elazar that says, I would suggest that the day of fasting and mourning should be Asor HaB'Av, because Bo B'Yom Nisraf Ru B'Shal Heichel. But the Chachamim decreed differently, and they said, Atchule de Paranosa Odif, and therefore Tisha B'Av is the day of fasting. And the names are switched in Yerushalmi. It is a Baba Bazavda that says Bikish Rebbe Lako Tisha B'Av, and a Beloza B'Rabchanina that corrects Reb Abba, and he says no. It was Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. And Tosis asks, according to the first opinion, whether it's Reb Beloza or Reb Abba, according to the first opinion, Bikish Rebbe Lako Tisha B'Av, does a Bazin have authority to override and overrule a previous Bazin that was far greater than the later one? Those were the Nevi'im that were metaken Tisha B'Av. So Tosfos suggests two different interpretations. Number one is, Rabbi just wanted to abolish and make away with the Chumri Yaseder with Tisha B'Av is different than the other Gimel Tzoymes, Chameshes Inuyim. And the other interpretation of Tosfos is that Rabbi was in the same opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and when Rabbi Loza says Bikish Rabbi Laka Tisha B'Av, means he wanted to push it off from Tisha B'Av to Asiri B'Av, because that was the day in which most of the Beis HaMikdash was reduced to ashes, veloy neskablo datoy. So after this short introduction, based on Bavli and Yerushalmi, we'll come to a very basic question. How do we define Tisha B'Av Nidche? Is Tisha B'Av Nidche like any other tzoim that is Nidche? And it's a practical technicality because we can't fast on Tisha B'Av because it's Shabbos, and therefore we push it off for a day. And the rule would be the same by Shavuos HaBetamis Shechal B'Shabbos, or any other fast day. Esor HaBetavis can't fall on Shabbos, it never does. So the basic idea of Tisha B'Av Nidche is a technicality, or maybe when we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, then Esor HaBetav takes its rightful place, because Esor HaBetav was no lesser Midas Adin than Tisha B'Av. So there was argumentation. Which is the more terrible day? The day in which the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was actually burned to ashes, or the day in which it was set to torch? And therefore, when we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, Esor HaBetav takes its rightful place as a Yom Likisha Atzmoy, and not only as a technical substitute to Tisha B'Av. Actually, Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shir ben Levi fasted 2 days, Chi and Asiri, the Yerushalmi and Megillah Daf Hei. And I think it was the Baba Bazavda that fasted a day and a half. Maybe many people today are familiar with 1.5 days of Yom Tov Sheni, which they don't really understand, but in Yerushalmi we have 1.5 days of Tisha B'Av, which is a Chiddush. So the Baba Bazavda fasted Tisha B'Av and the night of Asura B'Av, till Asura B'Av in the morning. So therefore, one might suggest Tisha B'Av Nidche is not only a technicality. It's not because we can't fast on Shabbos, so we fast on Sunday. Maybe Tisha B'Av Nidche, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then Rabbi Yochanan has the upper hand. If we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, bedinu, that we should fast on Asura B'Av, mishum shebo b'yom nisraf ruboy shalheichel. So this svara is suggested by the Turei Oven, the great Shagas Aryeh, Megillah Daf Hei, not lahalocha, but bedarkoi bekoidish and divrei pilpul, but we already find this halocha in Rashbo. Chelek Aleph Simintov Kuf Chof, which brings us to a sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. This year, actually, we are standing Sunday night. Is this Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av or not? The Mechaber brings two opinions. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and it is pushed off, postponed to Echod B'Shabbos, do we have the concept of Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av? On one hand, next week definitely won't be Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, because the Chumrah of Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av is only the days before Tisha B'Av and not the days after Tisha B'Av. So how about the first week, this week? Would that be defined as Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? Well, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av is not Shabbos. It's Sunday. So the Mechaber brings 2 days. The first day is there is no Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Yesh Oimrim, that the first week is defined as Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The first opinion is the Rashbo. And what the Rashbo explains is, when Shabbos falls on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is not on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is on Asura B'Av. Meshum Shabo B'Yom Nisafru B'Shalaychol. So the Rashba teaches us that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it's not like Shavuos HaBetam is falling on Shabbos. It's not a technicality. It's not out of practicality that we say, instead of Shabbos, let's fast Sunday. We fast Sunday because Sunday is Asura B'Av. We fast Sunday because Rabbi Yochanan originally felt that Sunday should be the day. So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not accepted ruling. However, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Sunday takes its rightful place, Mishum Shabbo B'Yom Nisafru B'Shalaychal, and therefore, the week before would not be considered and defined as Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And those are the two opinions. Which brings us maybe the Mechaber L'Shitosoi in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daled, Sif Yud Tes. It is there that once again we find the Machloikas Mechaber in Ramo, Shavuot Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, is Avelis Noyeg B'Dvorim Shebetzino. The Mechaber says, no. There is no Avelis whatsoever on Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, nothing, not even Dvorim Shebetzino. However, an Ovel, Toch Shavi Yemei Avelis, if he has Shabbos, Dvorim Avelis de Preferesia is not relevant, but Avelis Shebetzino is Noyeg. However, the Mechaber says, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, there is no Avelis whatsoever, not even Avelis Shebetzino. The Ramo says, Minag Ashkenaz, Hoch Enoyagin, we do hold Avelis Shebetzino. And maybe this Machloikis is dependent on that Machloikis, because according to the Svora that the Rashba comes up with and suggests, then Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is not Tisha B'Av. It is a Sora B'Av that takes the place of Tisha B'Av. And rightfully so, because a Sora B'Av was no less than Tisha B'Av, a day of tragedy and a day of mourning. It is only because we can't fast 2 days, only Yechidim fasted 2 days. There's another Yerushalmi Masechet Challah. Avua Deshmul Berav Yitzchok fasted 2 days Yom Kippur, and it brought about his demise. And he died the second day of fasting, Mishum Sveika D'Yoyme B'Yom Kippur. So Chachamim were against making 2 days of mourning, and therefore they had to decide, is it Tisha B'Av or Asur B'Av? And when we can't find a Tisha B'Av, fast on Tisha B'Av, Asur B'Av is actually, in its own merit, the day of mourning and fasting. And therefore there is no Avelis whatsoever, even not Avelis Shabbatzina, and the Mechaber L'Shitosoi. One of the basic rules in Darkei HaPsak from the Mechaber is when he brings opinion number one, B'Stoma, and a second opinion, a dissenting opinion, B'Shem Yesh Oimrim, the Aloha is in accordance to the first opinion. And that is the case in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet regarding Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So would we argue that the Ramo, maintaining in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Yud Tes, that we are Noyeg Avelis Shebetzino on Tisha B'Av Shechali Yez B'Shabbos, he should also be Choylek regarding Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And his opinion should be, there is the Chumra of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av this week. Probably so. But according to the Ramo, the question is not relevant. Because the opinion of the Ramo is from Rish Chodesh. It's the 9 days. And not only Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And that is the Ramo's opinion on that very same Seif. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Seif Dalad. When the Mechaber brings two opinions, whether there's a Chumra of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the Ramo writes, our minig is from Rish Chodesh. Obviously responding to the machloikis between those two shittas, and the Ramo says to us, makes no difference because we are machmer in the entire 9 days from Rish Chodesh. So basically, I think that these two machloikis that we have, on one hand, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, and the other question in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, see if you test regarding Avelis Shebetzina, boil down to the same basic question. How do we define Tisha B'Av Nidcha? Is it a Nidcha like any other Nidcha? Or is it different? When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then Asura B'Av is the day. It is the real thing. Because Asura B'Av, no less than Tisha B'Av, is a day that would be fitting to mourn, a day of mourning and sorrow and fasting for Chorban Beis Mikdashenu v'Sifarteinu. So the Avnin Ezra and the Marsham, probably the two greatest Gedolim of their generation, the Avnin Ezra in Poland and the Marsham in Galicia. Avnin Ezra Orchaim Simitov Chavov, Chuvas Marsham, Chela Gimel Simishin Samach Gimel. Both deal with the same question, which is obviously a common question. A bar mitzvah, a boy that becomes bar mitzvah on Sunday when Tisha B'Av Chali is B'Shabbos, is he mechuyev to fast on Sunday? So one of the basic hagdoros in Tashlumen, the basic sources of Masechet Chagiga, if you're not a bar chiyuva on the original day, you also have no Tashlumin. So this boy on Tisha B'Av was not a gadol. You know, his bar mitzvah is on Sunday. And the Avnin Ezra and the Marsham both come up with the same idea, the same argument. It depends how we define Tisha B'Av Shechali as B'Shabbos. If it is a nitche like any other nitche, a technical nitche, then he was put on Tisha B'Av, he is put on Asor B'Av. But if when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we say, if we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, then Asor B'Av is the day in its own merit, the tragic day, and then today he's bar mitzvah, today is the day, and he is chayev mitzvah. In my opinion, well, it's a spark of genius, it's a geshmak chiddush, but no, it's not right. Because everybody would agree that at the end of the day, nidche is nidche. And this is the halacha that we learn in Simet Tov Kuf Nun Tes in Sif Tet, which is the third sif in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that we're quoting tonight. Tov Kuf Nun Tet Sif Tet the Mechaber Paskins that a Baal Bris, either the father of the baby or the sandik or the moyel, Baalei HaBris, Tisha B'Av Nitche, don't have to fast. And they daven Mincha Gedoyla, and in the afternoon they could have a Suda. And that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And nobody argues against that psak, at least not immediately, with the Shulchan Aruch. And the source is the Tor B'Shem HaYavetz. Yavetz was a very popular name for great Gedoylem, because who knows who the first Yavetz was? Well, the first Yavetz was a Talmud of the greatest Rosh Hashiva of all time. I don't say the first Rosh Hashiva, because the first Rosh Hashiva was Avraham Avinu. Yumid Av Chof Ches, Avraham Zokon Yoshe V'Yeshiva, Yitzchok Zokon V'Yoshe V'Yeshiva, Yaakov Zokon V'Yoshe V'Yeshiva, Miyamim Shal Avuseinu, Loi Posku Yeshiva Mehem. But probably the greatest Rosh Hashiva was Moshe Rabbeinu. Goes without saying. And one of his great Talmidim was Otniel Ben Kenaz, also named, a.k.a. Yavetz. So in the days of the Rishonim, there was Yavetz number two. And 300 years ago, there was Yavetz number three. Rabbi Yankov Emden signed his name Yavetz, Yankov Ben Tzvi. He was the son of the great Chacham Tzvi. So the Torah brings in the name of the Yavetz, that the Yavetz paskened, that the Baal Bris doesn't have to be Mashlem Tisha B'Av Nitcha, and he could eat in the afternoon. And the source is Rabbi Loza Ben Tzodok in Erev Vindav Mem. They had the Chazukah to bring a Korban Eitzim on Asor B'Av, and therefore they did not fast, because Yom Tiv Shelahem Hu, so this is the source of the Yavetz, that a Baal Bris, Tisha B'Av Nitche, doesn't have to fast. So this is the Psak of the Mechaber. But I pointed out two Sifrim in the Mechaber, in which the Mechaber's opinion would be, in accordance to the Hezbo of the Chuvas Arashbo, that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, actually Asor B'Av is the real Tisha B'Av. And we fast Asor B'Av not only as a technical substitute, because we can't fast Tisha B'Av, but it is the real thing. So is that a contradiction in the Piska Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch nevertheless is Mekel Tisha B'Av Nidche. So this must bring us to the conclusion, Nidche is Nidche at the end of the day. After all, Chachomim did decide that Tisha B'Av is the day of fasting and not Asor B'Av. And the only time we fast on Asor B'Av is only when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, and therefore Nidche is Nidche, and it is kal tfei. It is more lenient than Tisha B'Av. And this is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber is in Soyse Divrei Atzmoy from two d'arvei the sifim. So regarding Shavua Shechal bo Tisha B'Av, regarding Avelis Shebetzina b'Tisha B'Av, there would be a difference. But after all, it's still a nitche. And if it's still a nitche, then obviously it has a din of Tashlumin. but I argue against the most basic assumption of the Marsham and the Avnei Nezer. And Tashlumin and Nidche are two different concepts. They're not the same. And Tisha B'Av Nidche is for Kol Beis Yisroel, unlike Tashlumin. Tashlumin is Misha Hayu Chiger B'Yoyim Rishoin, and he didn't bring a carbon, so he has an opportunity to be a made Tashlumin. A person that forgot to daven, he has Tashlumin on the next morning or the next evening or the next filler. Nidche is not the same. Nidche is at the corner of Kol Beis Yisroel, and therefore Poshet B'Einai, not only Tisha B'Av Nidche, but also Shavuos HaBetames Nidche. Boy that becomes Bar Mitzvah on Sunday needs to fast. Because this is the halacha of the day. It's not a personal tashlumin. Nidche is a tashlumin la Kol Beis Yisroel, and therefore doesn't have a din of tashlumin. And not only Tisha B'Av Nidche, the same Shavuos HaBetames Nidche. Bar Mitzvah on Sunday has to go through the same thing as every other good Jew in the world. He's a gadol. This is a day tzum, and therefore it has nothing to do with the two drachim. It has nothing to do with the two drachim. Regardless of how we define Tisha B'Av Nidche, on one hand we see it's Kal Yoyser. A Baal Bris doesn't have to fast. But on the other hand, I think it has nothing to do with Tashlumin. And a Kotten, Shegiya L'Gadlus on Sunday, whether it's Tisha B'Av Nidche, Shavuos HaBetames Nidche, Chayev B'Tzum. That is a very nice and very good question. The fact that we are makel Tisha B'Av in the afternoon and we no longer sit on the floor, we could sit normally in various samaluchas were makel Tisha B'Av afternoon, doesn't that prove that Asura B'Av is not the real thing? Not really. The reason we're makel in the afternoon is symbolic. It is out of simcha and gratitude, Chazal say, Mizmor la'osof, bo'u goyim nachlosecho. And Chazal say, Mizmor la'osof? The formulation should have been, Kino la'osof, bo'u goyim nachlosecho. We thank you, Kodesh Boruch Hu, Sheshofach HaMoseh ala Eitzim v'la'avonim, and Klal Yisrael was spared. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the people, by far and large, and Jewish destiny, and the eternity of Klal Yisrael was spared. And that, therefore, this is the expression of Simcha. That's what we're making in the afternoon. So, but Tisha B'Av Nidche, we would be making Asor B'Av in the afternoon. It is not because Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, there was no longer the intensity of Midas Adin. It is rather something symbolic. Sheshofech HaMoseh Al Eitzim V'Al Avonim. And therefore, Asor B'Av could be the real Tisha B'Av, and then we would be makel Asor B'Av in the afternoon. So that is not a decisive factor in this entire sugi, in this entire equation. So after we basically define the concept of Tisha B'Av Nidche, I would like to discuss the practical halachas of Tisha B'Av Nidche. So at least in one halacha we see that it is more lenient than the normal Tisha B'Av, and a Baal Bris doesn't have to fast. The Mogen Avraham disputes the Mechaber. But even the Mogen Avraham doesn't dispute the Me'ikar Adin. But the Mogen Avraham argues that Minag Didan Kva Nespashat, the Minag that even a Baal Bris does not eat on Tisha B'Av. And that is the prevalent Minag Bizman Hazeh. The Mogen Avraham also has another argument. And he says that Kivan Shen Nespashat, the Minag that we make the Sudas Abris Balaila, then there's no reason to eat by day. Even in normal circumstances, many times, we make the bris balayla. In our time, it is not the custom to make the suda balayla. Usually, we make the suda right after the bris. So the argument of the Mogen Avraham would fall. The Mishnah Brura, Sivkot Lamites, and Semen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Sharzi and Sivkot Lamites writes. I didn't even bring the Mogen Avraham in Mishnah Brura, because most of the Achroinim quote the Mechaber. And they did not follow in the footsteps of the Mogen Avraham, which is a bit uncommon, because usually Gedolei Ashkenaz follow in the footsteps of the Mogen Avraham, but this is an exception. The Chayodim quotes the Mechaber, the Elior Rabbe disputes the Mogen Avraham, the Shara Tshuva brings that when the Mogen Avraham quoting the Knesset Zecheskel, Kvar Nispashet HaMinag, that a Baal Bris does not eat, so the Shara Tshuva writes that was only in Turkey. But the Mogen Avraham wasn't in Turkey. The Knesset Zecheskel was. But the Mogen Avraham wasn't, and the Mogen Avraham quotes the Knesset HaGdolah. But nevertheless, The Mishnah Brura Shatzi and Siv Kotten Lamed Tess and Tov Kuf Nun Tess writes Ein Halachik Mogen Avrom Halachik Mechaber. So one of the famous Moyalim in Yerushalayim is Abchaim Miller. He davens in my shul, and he told me many years ago he was once a Moyal, and Abshulam Zalman was the Sandik, and right after the Bris and Tisha B'Av Nitche, Abshulam Zalman said, no, lo megein trinken alachayim. But he actually didn't drink alachayim. So I don't know whether that was a psak, or Abshulam Zalman had a marvelous sense of humor, together with this immense godless, you know, who am I just quoting Reb Shlomo Zalman? So I think the minig is Keshitas HaMogen Avrohom that Balei Bris do not eat through the day. But by halachic definition, nobody disputes the Mechaber. The Tur brings the Yavetz, quoted in the Mechaber. The Ramo agrees. Even the Mogen Avrohom writes it's not our minig. And from this psak, we learn another psak that is extremely relevant to Bizman Hazeh. And that is Mogen Avrohom number two. The Mogen Avrohom I just quoted, going against the Mechaber regarding Baal Bris, is Tov Kuf Nun Tesif Yud Alef. However, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yud Alef, no, Sif Kotn Tes. The Mogen Avrohom says, Yoled Es Toch Shloishim Yoim, even though the Mechaber Paskins and Sif Hei, Sif Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Uboroi Simonikos Mesanes, Umashlimis Betishabav Kedero Shemesanes, Umashlimis Biyorma Kippurim. However, Tisha B'Av Nitche, a Yoledes could eat. And the Mogen Avrohom bases this ruling, this halacha, on Baal Bris, Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Tes. But there he disputes the Mechaber. No, he disputes the Mechaber on the basis of a minig, not clear halacha criteria. And therefore, the Mogen Avrohom himself, Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, says, a Yoledes, even though Tisha B'Av she is mechuyev to fast, Tisha B'Av Nitche, one could be mekel. And the Bi'ah Locha. Yeah, but the Yom Tev doesn't override Tisha B'Av. It does override Tisha B'Av Nitche. It doesn't override Tisha B'Av. So Rabbi Kiva against the Mentov Kuf Nun Tes quotes the Shavus Yankev, and both are quoted by the Bi'ah Halacha, Tov Kuf Nun Tes Sif Tes. In a similar way that the Mogen Avrohom and Tov Kuf Nun Dalet learns from Baal Bris that a Yoledes Toch Shloshim Yoim could eat, Shavus Yankev Paskins, a Meuberes or Choylik Tzas could also eat. And he too bases this psak on Baal Bris. The Shavus Yankov says, a choyle definitely has more room for leniency than a Baal Bris. It is different. This is Yom Tiv Shiloi. This is choyle. But the Shavus Yankov and the Mogen Avrohom both say, if we're making for a Baal Bris, we should be making for a Mo'uberes. And it's a Kal V'Chomer. Because a Baal Bris, no one says that a Baal Bris could eat on Shavus HaBetamas or Asura HaBetavis, or Tzom Gedalia She'enom Nidchim. So it is from this halacha that we learn Tisha B'Av Nitche is more lenient, is more kal than Shavuos HaBetamas or Tzom Gedalia. And therefore, Anishu Me'oberes does not fast on Shavuos HaBetamas. So she's potom and atzom on Tisha B'Av Nitche. So basically in Yerushalayim, it is not something I am proud of, but it is a fact of life. And basically in Yerushalayim, I am known as a machmer b'tzoymes. And it is very difficult for me to accept with many great gedolim in Yerushalayim were mekel to the extreme in tzoymes. The Briskerov was, Rabbi Saul Yankov Fisher was, and they were mekel especially for Noshim. And for Noshim Uborois, even Tisha B'Av and even Yom Kippur. And I don't think we could go against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Uborois Emenikois Mesanois B'Tisha B'Av Kederach Shemesanois Umashlimis B'Yom HaKippuri. So I am not Mekel and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur for a pregnant woman. And I'm definitely not Mekel other Tzoymes for non-pregnant women. I mean, why would a woman be different than a man? They could fast just like their husbands could fast. They're the same. No difference. So I don't know on what basis many choshev rabbonim and gedolim are mekel. I once had a personal argument with one of the great Moiraros in Yerushalayim, Agon Reb Meir Brandzer. For most of his life, he was very machmir in Soinus. And in his later years, he was very makel. And he told me, you know, about a tragic experience that he had. And he paskin for a pregnant woman that she needs to fast. And then she had an abortion 2 or 3 days after Tisha B'Av. And as much as I tried to explain to him, it has nothing to do with your psak. I mean, fasting doesn't cause terminations of pregnancies. It doesn't affect, I mean, statistically, you paskin for so many women that you could expect by statistics that some of them might abort, you know, a few days after Tisha B'Av, but I was unsuccessful in persuading him. So basically, I'm not mekel b'tzoymis. V'tvanosha me'uboreis Tisha B'Av v'nitcha, yes, I am mekel l'chatchila. So the lotion of the Shulz Yankim and the Bekivega and the Mishnah Berurah is, Yishu Ma'beres sheyesh lo mechush k'tzas. I think every Yishu Ma'beres has a mechush k'tzas. So I don't think we need to be machmer, because the Shvus Yankov is right in pointing out that Tisha B'Av Nidche is more kal than Shavuos HaBetames, because nobody is makel for a Baal Bris Shavuos HaBetames, and Tisha B'Av Nidche, everybody is makel. And if the halacha is that Ishum HaBeres does not have to fast in Shavuos HaBetames, then Tisha B'Av Nidche would have at least the same din, and therefore I am Mike makel Anosha Meboros on Tisha B'Av Nidche. And the same for Yoledes Toch Shloishim Yoim. What I am not so lenient about is a Menekes Chof Dalet Chodesh, because, you know, in as much as we know today about people and about medicine and about biology, there is no reason for a Menekes 2 years, within 2 years after having a baby, to not to fast. And so I think the din of Menekes should be different than the din of Meuberes Bizman Hazeh. So when a woman or a man needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Nidche, what about Avdola? Which is also a big controversy. Because the Mishnah Berurah, Shaar Tzion, Tov Kuf Nun Tesif Kot Mem, quotes the Dogal Marvava. If a person needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, he needs to make Avdola, but Tisha B'Av Nidche, because Motzei Shabbos is the time to make Avdola. Shalos Yeshuv is the Vayi Yoshua. Not a very well-known sefer, but I knew the Mechaber very well. Hagon Reb Shia Mendel Ehrenberg. He was a av based in Tel Aviv, a belz chassid, a real sage, a real goan. And in his tshuvas, he writes, "Me'olam lo shamanu that somebody makes avdol on Tisha B'Av." He says, "You know, in Galicia, we never heard anybody making avdol on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you need to eat, you need to eat, but you don't say avdol. Motzei Tisha B'Av, you say avdol, which is interesting." So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Dogal Mavava. And the other source we find is the Shaar Tshuva in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Vav. But it is interesting, in the Rishonim we don't find this halacha. It is only in later Achronim. The Ramban, quoted by the Tur, the Ramban feels that when Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, there is no Avdol at all. Neither Tisha B'Av, neither Moitzah Tisha B'Av. There is no Avdol al HaKos. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Why? Because Mi'ikora, we were yoitza with Avdola Shebetvila. Kishehashiru, when people became richer and they had more means, Tiknu Chachomim Avdola Lakois. So he says, Moitze Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, everybody is a Oni. Everybody is a Oni ve'evyon. And therefore, Moitze Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, we are yoitza with Avdola Shebetvila. That is the opinion of the Ramban. Most of the Rishonim are choylik on the Ramban. And therefore, it's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, that Moitzoi Tisha B'Av, we do say Avdola. So the fact that we do say Avdola Moitzoi Tisha B'Av proves that Moitzoi Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, most Achroinim maintain that there's a Chiyuv of Avdola. And therefore, most Achroinim maintain that if you do need to eat, then you do have to say Avdola. So Rav Ehrenberg, I think the same as in Tshuvas Van Hoges, Yabod L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Sternbuch, they argue, no, you don't say Havdola, because if a woman is the one that needs to eat, then it's a Svek Sveike. Maybe the Halacha is according to the Ramban, that Tisha B'Av, there's no Havdola at all, and it's a Sufik whether Noshim are Chayiv and Havdola. I don't think that's a Svek Sveike. Shev Shemaitza and the Shach and Semekuv Gumel maintain, Svek Sveke needs to be a Sofek HaShokul. In both counts, in both questions, the vast majority of Poiskim are Machmir. The Ramban is a Yochid, saying that Tisha B'Av there is no Avdolah. It's hard for me to quote, but the Me'iri writes, bringing this opinion, that it's a Milsa D'Bdichusa. That's what the Me'iri says. Saying that the opinion of the Ramban, a Milsa D'Bdichusa, oh, I think that is, no, that is very dangerous. The Ramban, start up with the Ramban. Psak of the Ramban is not a Milsa D'Bdichusa, but it's still a Das Yachid. Most of the Rishonim reject the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch is Nifsak Shelo K'Dvarav. Regarding Havdolah, well, the Or Chaim says, Noshomar Pot of Havdolah, and Lachatchila, it is better that the husband should say Havdolah and be Moitzi his wife, but nevertheless, the Mishabu Paskins, if there's no man around, then the woman does say Havdolah. So I think that the Psak of the Shar Tshuva, the Dogal Mavova, the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person does have to eat Beinish, they should say Havdolah. But it is still preferable, in my opinion, that the husband should make Avdolah, be Moitzeh's wife, and she should drink the wine. And it is still preferable that he should be Moitzeh her with Avdolah, and he is also Yoitzeh Avdolah, even though she is the one that drinks the wine. And therefore, Moitzoy Tisha B'Av, he will not have to make Avdolah again. Because Shtiyas HaYayin Al Yedei HaMavdil is not Ma'akev, it's only Lechatchila. So if a woman is Mu'uberes or Yoledesh and she needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, in my opinion, it is preferable. He makes Avdolah to be Moitzeh here, and he is Yoitzeh. Because if he's not Yoitzeh, then Ma'u Ilach HaChomim B'Tekantum. It's the same suffix. He is Yoitzeh, she drinks the wine, and then Moitzeh Tisha B'Av, he will not need to make Avdolah again. Which brings us... What? Yeah. You ask whether he'll make Avdolah on water? No. Oh, if all he needs is water, should he make Avdolah? No, in that case, he could drink water without making Avdolah. That once again brings us to a very interesting question. A woman that would not be able to fast. Is it preferable to fast till the morning? Maybe we would paskin that she needs to make Avdolah Motzei Shabbos because the proper zman of Avdolah is Dafka Motzei Shabbos. You could make Avdolah till Wednesday, but that is only Tashlumin, which is clear on the Shulchan Aruch. So if she's not going to fast anyway, why shouldn't she have proper Havdolah Lechatchila, which is Motzei Shabbos? No, but I think that's a mistake. When to make Avdolah is the secondary issue. The more important issue is the din of Tanis. And because she has no difficulty fasting by night, I mean, unless she has a problem fasting by night, but if she could easily fast till the morning, then there is no justification to break the fast by night. So, it is true that Avdolah by night, Motzei Shabbos, is more preferable than Sunday. That is the Zman of Avdolah. Sunday morning is already Tashlumin. But the basic question we are dealing with is not Dinei Avdolah. It is Dinei Ta'anis. And therefore, Avdolah is only a secondary issue. And therefore, Ta'anishus does have significance. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tov Kuf Nun Tes that even a person that does have to eat, Yesana is a choice. Which is a fascinating tshuva, Chassam Sofer. He writes that one year he was a choyla and he had to eat. And he was mesupik whether he could be oyla l'toyra by mincha. And because he was a negei abedover, Chassam Sofer writes, he didn't want to rely on his own psak. So he wrote his tshuva and he presented it to the Beis Din in Pressburg and they agreed to his psak. No wonder. I wonder what would happen if they would disagree with this psak. But that was the Chassam Sofer writes, that he showed it to the Beis Din, and they samchu yodom. And the Chassam Sofer writes great chidushim, and he writes, even though he had to eat, he still could be yoyla de toyra. And he writes three different reasons. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says regarding Tanis Baab, sheni chamisha v'sheni, that a person that eats Can it be Oyla L'Toyra? Some Sofer writes, Bahab is different than Tisha B'Av. Bahab, to those that don't fast, is just like any other day. But Tisha B'Av is Tkonis Nevi'im. It is a day of Avelis. It is a day of Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and therefore the Kriyas HaTorah doesn't necessarily have to do with the Tanis. It has to do with Tisha B'Av as a day of Chorban HaBayis. Argument number one. Number two, argues the Chasam Sofer, even if you don't fast, but you still have the prohibitions of Chamishu Inuyim, you're still also Berechitza, Besicha, Benilas HaSandal, etc., and therefore you're still Bechlal HaMis'anim. The halachas of Tisha B'Av are not only Achila V'Shtia, they include Chamishu Inuyim. Number three, even Achila V'Shtia, you can't eat excessively. And a cholek can only eat in as much as is needed for his mental, for his medical condition. Da'ilo b'shtia, he is not entitled to eat. Da'ilo b'achila mu'etes, also b'achila merubah. He doesn't mean shiurim. He doesn't mean shiurim. Shiurim is a concept we find only by Yom Kippur. But he does mean to say it's still a day of fasting. And if you need to eat because you're ill, you're entitled to eat as much as needed, but not more than that. And therefore, he still is menamis anim, and he could be oiler l'toyer. Well, probably mu'uberes yoledes would have the same din as a choyler, and therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, as long as she feels no need, then she is chayev b'tzayim. So she definitely could fast till the morning. So the Chasam Sofer asked his Beis Din. He didn't ask his Shever. Maybe he knew why he didn't ask his Shever. Because the Shever definitely wouldn't agree. Because in Tshuva Sebekiva Eges Simachov Dalet, we find a similar Tshuva. Dealing not with Bahab, but with Yom Kippur. So there was a person, a Chayla Sheyesh Boi Sekona. Tisha B'Av, we're dealing with the Chodesh Ayim B'Sekona. But in Tshuva Sebekiva Ege, the story goes with the Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, and he didn't want to be Mavata Mafta Yoina. Why should he? He's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, but he still wants to be rich. Why not? So he wanted to be Yoina Mafta Yoina. And Sebekiva Ege deals with the question, but he's eating on Yom Kippur. So Sebekiva Ege says, well, Shachris, he could be Oila. Mincha, not. Because Yom Tov, there's no Kriyas HaTorah Mincha. Kriyas HaTorah Shachris we have in every Yom Tov. So the Kriyas HaTorah Shachris is not associated with a fast, but rather with Mikroi Kodesh. But rather Yom Tov, we don't have a Kriya on Mincha. However, Tanis Sibber, we do have a Kriya on Mincha. So the Kriya of Mincha is not associated with Yom Tov, but rather with Tanis. But it was Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. So the Bekiva says in the Mafteches, the Bekiva Ege, not in the Tshuva, but in the Mafteches, Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, he could be Oyla B'Mincha. But Shabbos, Mincha, there is no Maftio. So if he insists on Maftioina, then he has a problem, even Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. So that is the Bekivege's analysis. All three arguments of the Chasam Sofer regarding Tisha B'Av would be relevant by Yom Kippur Bekal V'Chomer. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Besides the fast, it is Shabbos Shabbosoin, Yisra Asiyas Malocha, Chamishu Inuyim, not Midrabonon, but Minatoira. So, argument number one, argument number two, well, we have Chamish Anuim by Yom Kippur, not only by Tisha B'Av. And argument number three is far more powerful Yom Kippur than on Tisha B'Av, because Yom Kippur there's a din of Shiurim. In Tisha B'Av there's no din of Shiurim. And nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva Eger is not making only by Shabbos or not by Maftir. So I think that Chasam Sofer knew whom to ask. He preferred asking his Beis Din and not asking Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sure. So today we dealt with a beautiful sugya. I think it's very interesting, of Tisha B'Av Nidcha. And this is the last opportunity we have to speak about Tisha B'Av. Ayom Hamar Vahanhimar, on this terrible day in which we lost two Botei Mikdash. Yerushalmi Tanis Dav Gimel Omer Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi, Im Yoyim Alacha Odom Ayei Elokecha. Person will ask you, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Emoelo Bekrach Godol Sheberomi. Interesting. Some Mefarshim say, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does Malchus Shemayim look like? Krach Godol Sheberomi. That was the center of majesty and glory and power and wealth and affluence. No, I don't think that's pshat. I prefer a different pshat. Every day we say Kiddusha by every tefillah b'tzibur. And we all know that the two most important psukim in Kiddusha are Kodosh and Baruch. Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh Hashem, Tzavos, Moloi, Chalorotz, Kevoidoi. Baruch, Kevoid Hashem, Mimkoim. These two psukim are essentially Kiddusha, and they are the more important psukim. Bein Aprokim and Berachas Kishma, we could say Kodesh and Baruch. Kodesh and Baruch are very different. And they were said by two different Nevi'im in two starkly different circumstances. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzavois, Malach Chalorotz Kavoidoi is in Yishayahu Perek Vav. Baruch Kavoid Hashem Emkoimi is in Yecheskel Perek Gimel. And Yishayahu prophecies, and he is sitting in the base of Migdosh in the Azorah, looking around and seeing the Koyanim Bavidosam Velavim Beshirim Vibizimra, seeing Kvoid Elokim Beizgalia, and hearing Malach Eshorah say, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzavois, Maloi Chalawaratz Kvoidoi. The Novi Yecheskel is Menabe, Vani Betoicha Goyla Al Nahar Kvar. The base of Migdosh is in ruins. The Heichel was reduced to ashes. And the Navi Yecheskel is 1,000 miles away from Yerushalayim, Al Nahar Kvar, in Bavel, Betoch HaGoyle, with those tormented, heartbroken remnants of Yerushalayim, wretched away from their home, from their homeland, seeing the base of Mikdash reduced to ashes. And the Novi Yecheskel says, Baruch Kvoid Hashem, Mim Kaimai. No longer Maloi Chalawaretz Kvoidoi. Kvod Elokim Beitkasya, Lo Beitgalya. Totally different circumstances, starkly different. And Chagiget Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Masha Ro Yecheskel Ro Yishayahu. Ze doimele ben kfar shero es amelech, veze doimele ben krach shero es amelech. Rashi's pshat is, Yecheskel and Yeshayo saw the same. What is the Navu of Yecheskel? Masa Merkavo. The heavens opened up, and he shares with us the unbelievable sights in the Navu. He saw Masa Merkavo. So Rashi explains, the Gemara says Yeshayo saw the same, but Yeshayo wasn't so nispoil. Because Yecheskel was a ben kfar shero es amelech. He was a peasant. He never was to the big city. He never saw the palace. He wasn't familiar with Malchus. All he saw where he grew up were the cows and the goats and the sheep and the huts in the farm. And therefore he is so nispoil and so excited he shares with us the chazoin of Masa Merkava. Yeshayahu was accustomed to see glory. He saw majesty. He was a ben klach. He lived right next to the palace. And therefore, he wasn't so excited and he doesn't share with us what he experienced. But in a way, libiyoimeli, maybe the kavona is, Yecheskel and Yeshayahu, both great Nevi'im, both see the same. But the message they convey is a totally different and a starkly different message. And in our story, in the story of our people, in the story of the Eden, Kodesh and Baruch are intertwined. We knew days of glory, days of Ashroes Ashchina, days of the Beis Hamikdash, days of Kvoid Elokim HaKoyer Dovor, but we knew many more days of Hester Ponim. and of golos and of suffering and of darkness. So sometimes we have kodesh, sometimes we have borech, but basically they're the same. Masha roze, roze. In different ways, in different eyes, in different times, in different circumstances. So sometimes we could say Moloi Cholovoretz Kavoide, and other times we say Boruch Kvoid Hashem Mimkoim. Ukeshechorav Beis Hamikdash, we say Boruch Kvoid Hashem Mimkoim. And we daven, and we believe. Afal Pishi Yismameya Im Kolze Achakalam. And we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Galus. So Rabbi Shia ben Levi, being the first generation of Amiroim, 100 years after the Churban or more, Im Yoyim Elecha Odom Ayei Elokecha Emoylo, he is with us in Galus as well. He is everywhere. He is also Beklach Godel Sheberoimi. Nothing escapes Hashgacha Protus. And in the pinnacle of Resha, Bekrach Godel Sheberoimi, Kodesh Baruch Hu was there as well. Hakol Safui Vaharashus Nisuno. And when Nebuchadnezzar was so proud of himself that he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Yotzu Bas Kolam and Hashomayim, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Rusha ben Rusha, ben Benoi Shalei Savarosha. If a Kodesh Baruch would be in the Beis HaMikdash, no mortal could touch the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus and Aspasianus, they all would be blown away, Dalad Meir's parser, from the Beis HaMikdash. It is us that ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash when we were no longer fitting to have a Beis HaMikdash, and we brought about Siluk HaShchino. And that is what the Sugya of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa is all about. So when these Rishuim came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the story was all over. And they had no difficulty because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no longer there. So that is why I always say that these are no days of mourning, but also days of Kabbalah and days of Avodah and days of which we need to be mizbeinah in what brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we need to rectify. So, and we also believe that the Golos is a Mafteach Shel Geulah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, V'ani Yeshko Nezdako, V'chol Tzoroson, Lo Yitzar. So, M'yoyim Elecha Odom, Ayei Elohecho, Emoylo, B'krach Godel Sheberoimi. He was there, and he is everywhere, and everything is Hashgacha Protos. So on Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor and we say kinnis. And Minig Ashkenaz is, when we say the last kino, we rise. We rise. And we all say together, Elitzion v'Oreo, Kimoy Isho b'Tzireo. What is Kimoy Isho b'Tzireo? Labor pain. Is that so? Isn't it Kimoy Isho b'Ovdan Yelodeo? Yes, but it is also Kamoi Isho B'Tzireo. Because we know and believe that the Golas is like Tzirei Ledo. And out of the Golas comes Geula. And when Rabbi Kiva's friends were heartbroken, Rabbi Kiva is the one that sees the Oiris HaGeula Misnoitzitzim Mitoichesh Kas HaGolus. And he knows that the Golos is a Mafteach of Geula. So we rise and we say, Golos Yisrael is like Tzirei Ledo. Nobody sitting in this room knows exactly what it's about. None of us ever experienced Tzirei Ledo. But obviously, we're dealing with great pain. But woe is to the woman that never experienced the pain of labor. Because a woman that never experienced the pangs of labor pain also never experienced the elation and the simcha of hearing her baby's first cries. So it is out of the pain of labor that new life bursts forth. And it is the same with the Golas Yisrael. Out of the Golas, we are zeichet to rise to the Geula. So after saying all those terrible kinnis, all those tragic and sorrowful kinnis, we all rise and we say together, Elitzion v'yoreo, k'mo isho b'tzireo. We say that Golas Yisrael, the pain of Golas Yisrael, is like labor pain, bringing forth new life. And out of the Golas, we are zoicha to Geula. Yerosan, we should be zoicha b'korov b'yomeinu, to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, to binyan beis hamikdash, ki atu Hashem be'eish hitzato, u be'eish atu osed levnoiso b'mehero v'yomeinu omen.